Life Audio.
Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone who uses our Buy Me a Coffee link to support our shows and our online ministry content. As I record this, there are nearly 100 of you who have done so, and I'd love to meet you personally, and here's how I hope to do that. This Sunday evening, March 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting an informal online meetup, Q&A, and prayer time for our supporters. Everyone who supports our show through the Buy Me a Coffee link in this episode's description is invited. All supporters will be receiving an email with the Zoom link later this week, and I can't wait to meet you. Now, let's take a quick pause for a few words from our network, then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Daniel chapter 7, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Daniel wrote, "In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylonia, I had some dreams and visions while I was asleep one night, and I wrote them down. The four winds were stirring up the mighty sea, when suddenly four powerful beasts came out of the sea. Each beast was different. The first was like a lion with the wings of an eagle. As I watched, its wings were pulled off. Then it was lifted to an upright position and made to stand on 2 feet, just like a human, and it was given a human mind. The second beast looked like a bear standing on its hind legs. It held 3 ribs in its teeth, and it was told, 'Attack, eat all the flesh you want.' The third beast was like a leopard, except that it had 4 wings and 4 heads. It was given authority to rule. The fourth beast was stronger and more terrifying than the others. Its huge teeth were made of iron, and what it didn't grind with its teeth, it smashed with its feet. It was different from the others, and it had horns on its head, 10 of them. Just as I was thinking about these horns, a smaller horn appeared, and 3 of the other horns were pulled up by the roots to make room for it. This horn had the eyes of a human and a mouth that spoke with great pride." Daniel wrote, "Thrones were set up while I was watching, and the eternal God took his place. His clothing and his hair were white as snow. His throne was a blazing fire with fiery wheels, and flames were dashing out from all around him. Countless thousands were standing there to serve him. The time of judgment began, and the books were opened. I watched closely to see what would happen to this smaller horn because of the arrogant things it was saying. Then before my very eyes, the fourth beast was killed and its body destroyed by fire. The 3 other beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As I continued to watch the vision that night, I saw what looked like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven, and he was presented to the eternal God. He was crowned king and given power and glory so that all people of every nation and race would serve him. He will rule forever, and his kingdom is eternal, never to be destroyed." Daniel wrote, "I was terrified by these visions, and I didn't know what to think. So I asked one of those standing there, and he explained, 'The 4 beasts are 4 earthly kingdoms, but God Most High will give his kingdom to his chosen ones, and it will be theirs forever and ever. I wanted to know more about the 4th beast because it was so different and much more terrifying than the others. What was the meaning of its iron teeth and bronze claws, and of its feet that smashed what the teeth and claws had not ground and crushed? I also wanted to know more about all 10 of those horns on its head. I especially wanted to know more about the one that took the place of 3 of the others, the horn that had eyes and spoke with arrogance and seemed greater than the others. While I was looking, this horn attacked God's chosen ones and was winning the battle. Then God Most High, the eternal God, came and judged in favor of his chosen ones, because the time had arrived for them to be given the kingdom. Then I was told by the one standing there, "The fourth beast will be a fourth kingdom to appear on earth. It will be different from all the others. It will trample the earth and crush it to pieces. All 10 of those horns are kings who will come from this kingdom, and one more will follow. This horn will be different from the others, and it will conquer 3 other kings. This king will speak evil of God Most High, and he will be cruel to God's chosen ones. He will try to change God's law and the sacred seasons, and he will be able to do this for a time, 2 times, and half a time. But he will finally be judged, and his kingdom completely destroyed. Then the greatest kingdom of all will be given to the chosen ones of God Most High. His kingdom will be eternal, and all others will serve and obey him." That was what I saw and heard. I turned pale with fear and kept it all to myself. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the things that you prophetically revealed to Daniel and inspired him to write down for our benefit. And Lord, we recognize that various kingdoms throughout the course of the world's history will rise and fall, but the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, will remain forever. So we're grateful, Lord, for this reality. We're grateful for the encouragement related to this fact that we find in your word. And we pray, Lord, that we would look forward with hope to the future when your Son, Jesus Christ, rules and reigns on this earth, knowing that through faith in Jesus, we are counted as part of this eternal kingdom. And we're grateful for the privilege to be able to live and dwell and serve in your presence for all eternity. Thank you, Lord, for revealing these things to us, and thank you, Lord, for including us in your family. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.